Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to another Halloween season edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined just by Todd Loya tonight. Yeah, but
They had finally succeeded and scared everyone else off.
Yeah, I guess so. Or you killed them. I don't know.
Pugs wasn't allowed on anymore, and Dad was tired of Kruger threatening him with violence, so he canceled him.
No murder threats tonight, yes.
Well, you still have me to contend with.
Yes, if you want to see me or Kruger threatening to murder me with his eyes, go listen to the Friday the 13th show, specifically the Never Hike Alone segment. So
yes,
there was some, there was some tension there. But that's how it goes. I have that effect on people. So we're here tonight to talk about the brand new Tremors film, Tremors Shrieker Island, from director Don Michael Paul. And this one, when a group of wealthy trophy hunters genetically modify graboid eggs to create the ultimate hunting experience, it isn't long before their prey escapes the confines of their small island and begin terrorizing the inhabitants of a nearby island research facility. The head of the research facility and her second-in-command, Jimmy, located the one man who is an expert in killing, Mr. Bert Gummer. All right. So Todd, I know you've revisited the entire series. I have not. I know these movies fairly well, but you had yourself a marathon. You even got through the TV show.
Yeah, I wasn't planning. It just happened.
I was gonna say, it probably bugs the hell out of you that you don't get the Kevin Bacon pilot at this point.
There is actually, no, it totally does. If Arrow somehow managed to sneak that onto their, well, not sneak, slip that onto their Tremors 4K set, I'd be amazed. There is a little, I saw Universal released a little 30-minute retrospective with Kevin Bacon just came out about Tremors, so for its anniversary. Oh, nice. So that's on YouTube to check out. I'll send you the link. Maybe we'll post the link up in here so people can check it out. So if you're a fan of the series, check it out. But definitely would love to see that pilot. And I don't know. Now it feels like it could be the right time, sons of bitches. But we'll get into that part later.
Yeah, we will. So I should say we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 in case you're new to the channel. And we're going to give a non-spoiler review, so you're safe. And once we get into our spoiler talk, which we will have for this film, we will warn you ahead of time. So no worries. All right. So Tremors, man, what a ride. 30 years. I still have great memories of the first one. And I was a kid that, you know, my brothers weren't really into horror movies. My older brother would watch certain things. I spent a lot of time watching these things alone. But Tremors was like one that was just fun and other people would be willing to sit down and watch with me. So I have really good memories of Tremors. I was a little bit later in life, but I was kind of became like a spaghetti western fan, so it also, not even being conscious of it at that point, but it almost has a sort of western vibe to it in a way too. And so that movie's very special to me. It always has been. And it felt like it was just gone. The fourth one had come out. The TV series didn't make it, although my God, who would have ever thought we would have had a Tremors TV series?
Who would have ever thought we almost had two Tremors TV
series? Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, this is there's some magic in this franchise because it doesn't
30 make years. A
whole, yeah. So when 5 came out, I was blown away. 5 was actually one of the better direct to DVD sequels to a monster film that I'd ever seen. I mean, I was like, wow, that one really delivered. And I thought Jamie Kennedy had great chemistry with Michael Gross, and all of a sudden the franchise was reborn again. And you know, and we got news of a TV series with Kevin Bacon, no less, although after his last movie, you know, I don't think he can be too picky. Go listen to our old reviews. And it got new life. I mean, I was like, man, you know, this is pretty amazing. And so that brings us to Shrieker Island. So being now the seventh movie in this franchise, you would think they'd kind of run low on what they can do. But this one makes some big moves. It's very Richard Brake, for one thing, who we've just reviewed in like The Dare. I love Richard Brake. He's such a great
even PG-13 Richard Blake works.
Yes, Richard Brake, even in PG-13 mode.
Although I would have loved to seen R-rated Richard Brake in this one.
Can you imagine the back and forth between him and Michael Gross's character in an R, yeah, with an R rating? So again, takes it to a different setting. We had it in the snow last time, which I thought was really cool. We're in an island here. Got this in Thailand. That's another thing about this series. It kind of, it's been traveling a lot lately.
Well, it's kind of, yeah, it's hard to stay in perfection, unfortunately, but
it is. Yes. And so I have one criticism. John Heater, is no replacement for Jamie Kennedy. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth that I miss Jamie Kennedy. But well, I don't know.
You've always been kicking it old school.
John Heater is, I mean, I like Napoleon Dynamite well enough, but he's never really done anything for me since then. He's just kind of there.
He was so in that one School for Scoundrels was okay, but no one remembers that shit.
Yeah. He's probably in a lot of crap that I just haven't watched, but I don't know. I was missing Jamie Kennedy in this.
You would have rather have been Pedro in there, huh?
Fuck yeah. Pedro interacting with Burt Gummer. That would have been awesome.
I just want to see the Vote for Gummer shirt.
Oh man. All right. Well, so I don't want to rant on too much. I got more to say, but I'll tag you in, Todd. What did you think of Shrieker Island? What's your history with Tremors?
Just you know, I started when they came out, and I've continued the whole way through. Love the series, and I think that's kind of where my problems post. Like, I remember really enjoying the first Jamie Kennedy one. I still did. I still am on the second one. Or the second Jamie Kennedy one, I should say.
The one in the snow, yeah.
And I'm on this one also. I really like Jackie Cruz. That's my positive. She was good in this. And Richard Brake was awesome in it. This one just stunk of studio trying to get one last cash in. And I mean, when they had to save a couple grand to get fucking Napoleon instead of, you know, and throwing throwing Jamie Kennedy in jail. Then we have bootleg Lucy Lawless. I'm just like,
yeah, I think that conversation was Napoleon will do it for 5,000 less, Kennedy.
Right.
Fuck you, man.
I didn't hate it. It just, you know what? The ending killed it for me. I'll be honest. Yeah, if we would have recorded this last night, like we discussed, I would have been a lot more angry. So it's good we had a day for me to let it set in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think also the gimmick of, okay, let's do this. We've done the desert. Now we're doing, you know, the jungle, the you know, just doing the different settings.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I get it. Well, this, you know, how are they going to do another one? What else do they have left? They've done snow. They've done jungle. They've done,
it would cost money, but I was kind of thinking like that. Well, obviously this would be a theatrical film, but giant graboids in the city.
Yeah. City's the only place that there hasn't been.
Yeah. So, I was going to say.
Yeah. You're probably right. That one's a harder one to do in a budget.
Yeah.
I should say, did you want a budget look good? Because you still have stuff like Sharknado in the cities.
Oh, but, sure. It would be a CG fest.
Which, not that it's not already now.
Well, yeah. And
especially this one.
The Shriekers. Yeah, the Shriekers in particular. There were a few moments where during some of the battle scenes where I was feeling the budget a lot more, particularly the gunfire.
Let's just be real. This is just basically Jurassic Park, but with them instead. There was a lot of things going against it. And honestly, I think this is the Tremors I like the least.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I...
Maybe in the future we'll do a Tremors franchise show and we can rank them.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I thought it was still better than most direct to VOD monster flicks, but
if you look at the director's credits, he's like the go-to sequel guy.
Yeah,
he's done like Scorpion King sequels, he's done Death Race sequels, he's done Jarhead sequels,
Kindergarten Cop 2, I believe.
Kindergarten Cop 2, Bulletproof 2. It's like Universal's like, all right, we got a sequel. Can we get that Don Michael Paul guy?
Well, you know what I'll say about him, though? He does do a lot of very solid work, so I think they go to him for a reason. Plus, again, Tremors 5, he directed that, too, and I thought Tremors 5, I was like, holy shit, that was excellent. Yeah. The problem here, now, I'll be honest, I think I might differ with you a little bit, because I actually thought the ending elevated it in a way, although I can understand, and we'll get into that, but, But I mean, the rest of it, if it were Jamie Kennedy alone, I think it would have elevated it. Cause I just, John Heder wasn't that funny to me. He was just kind of there.
The chemistry wasn't the same. I think that's all. See, the ending, if Jamie Kennedy would have at least been there, it would have worked for me.
It would have.
Group of people who've known. We're going to get too close to spoilers.
Yeah.
So we should probably just avoid this for now.
We'll avoid that. But like I said, it is a step down, but it still feels bigger in scope, certainly, than most of these movies. You'll still find some enjoyment. I don't know where they go from here now, but let's be real again. Tremors seems to be the franchise that just won't die.
There's some stuff we'll get into spoilers. Like I said, we can kind of move a little bit from this part because it's going to get.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. So I don't think if you're not as close to the franchise as me, and Dan's the other end of the spectrum, I think you're just going to enjoy it for a fun monster movie. If you like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying don't watch it. I just wasn't happy. Well, do we want to just rate it and get straight into spoilers? Since
we'll get into a spoiler talk now. Right.
I'll just knock it. I'm a 3. I was going back and forth between a 2.5 and a 3, but the performance is Richard Brack, and I already mentioned my enjoyment of Jackie Cruz. So, that ass gets an extra half. So 3.
Well, that would be a 5, but
well, I don't want to Dan out.
Dan out. All right. So as I said, I really like the last two, particularly 5. I really love 5. That just had so much going for it. So if you, I would strongly suggest, depending where you might've left off with this franchise, go back, watch 5.
If you're going to do the recent ones, like just do the 3, 5, 6, and 7.
Yes.
If you know the previous stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, 4 was a prequel anyways. So the ending brought it up for me. It's not as good as the last two, but I'm a 3.5. And there were, like I said, there were some CG issues here and there and some weird editing stuff, but I like this director. I mean, hey, he usually does a pretty solid job with these sequels. All right, guys.
So does that mean you're recommending Kindergarten Cop 2?
I have not seen Kindergarten Cop 2 or Bulletproof 2. So
you've only seen like Tremors 6 and this?
Tremors, Death Race.
Death Race. Okay, yeah, that's. I haven't watched the last one, but
Jarhead, Sniper. Yeah, I think he's done some Lake Placid, Scorpion King. yeah, he's done some pretty solid work. I mean, I know, you know, it's easy to poke. It's like, oh, you do the cheap sequels, but you know, some of them weren't so cheap. So, all right, guys. So we're gonna get into spoiler talk now. If you do not wish Tremors, Shrieker Island to be spoiled, I would stop listening now. This probably has more spoilers than you would expect for a Tremors movie. So now would be the time to bow out. All right. So you have.
All right. So first thing I'm going to say is, even though we're avoiding spoiling it, there's already a fucking bloody disgusting article the day after talking about how Burt Gummer's dead. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't even give people more than a day to watch.
Was it in the headline?
Yeah, it was in the fucking headline.
Yeah.
That's... I was like, what a fucking piece of shit bloody disgusting is for doing that shit.
We're on record. Fuck you, bloody disgusting.
Well, I just said they were pieces of shit. I wasn't like saying fuck them. But fuck them. They don't fucking help us. So why do I give a shit? That can be in the description too. Dan Pugs will add bloody disgusting now. I it didn't work for me. Okay, I get rewatching the series. Mm-hmm. It's obvious in six he's pulled back a little. He's older. I get that. So they used a minimal. This one should have been a passing of the torch to Jamie Kennedy.
Yes.
But we get fucking John Heder. And so we have these people that have known him for like 3 days mourning the death of him. But.
Well, except his ex.
Except, which is okay for her. But everyone else, I'm like.
Well. Can you imagine if it was Reba on the island?
Right? But I mean, it's crazy when we got like in the credits, we get basically we get Burt Gummer throughout time, like from the beginning of the series.
Yeah.
Minus the TV series, but I'll get to that part in a minute. I was like, damn, look how young he is, like 30 years and just the highlights. Mm-hmm. And if you're Michael Gross and you take the part of Tremors, you don't think 30 years later you're going to be, yeah, and not only still playing the character, but going to be the lead of the series at some point. Like, I'm going to be Kevin Bacon. Come on, I'm going to be the lead.
Hey, he looks better than Michael J. Fox. He's aged well.
I didn't say anything about. Okay. Well,
you're
yeah.
Playing my dad now, Michael.
Yeah, if you look at the cast, I mean, you got Tina Yeathers, and yeah, he's probably the best off of all of them. I haven't seen Justine Bateman in a while, but she's probably above him still. But if anyone doesn't get this, these are all Family Ties references. Yes. So Dan's showing his age, bringing it up. Just killing him off with it meant so little with the cast of people involved, in my opinion.
I agree. Cause again, John Heder, I mean, there was no, I mean, especially going out saving him, like, I feel like go out save your wife or something. Maybe that would have had a little, or not your wife, but what, I don't remember.
Your baby's mama.
Your baby's mama. You know, there'd be a little more emotion to that. Cause I'll tell you right now, the way they ended this, I sure as fuck don't want to see a John Heder Tremors, like with him headlining it.
They could always bring back Jamie Kennedy, who was in jail and dealing with his dad's death and becoming Berg. There's a way to make it work. And in that bloody disgusting spoiling article that fucking is a shit move, there was an interview with Michael Gross, and he did point out, he's like, if it does well, you never know. He's willing to do it again. And and he pointed that out too. So he said that it basically is up to the fans. You know, if there's a demand for it, there will be another one.
Yeah. Now, it's tough. I mean, do you just bring him back? I don't know. Because I don't think this is it. I don't see why it would be it. Unless, honestly, they get to the point where they want to remake Tremors.
Oh, well, I think it's to the point where they just want to have random casts of people. They don't care if it's connected anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But and I did realize it kind of lost a lot from, like, rewatching them, like, mm-hmm. how much I love Tremors, the series, and how much I love that, other than the original, that group of people in Perfection, and we never really got any closure with it. I kind of wish we would have went back to Perfection, and we never have. It's been ever since then, it's been Tremors on the road. And like I said, I just really love that cast of people. Mm-hmm. And rewatching it probably did not help this movie, because it just made me miss that era of Tremors more.
Yeah. I mean, I will still maintain in terms of quality for, you know, direct to video sequels. They've done a pretty good job of not going completely in the shitter with it.
No, they, even going back to rewatching the entire series, going back to Tremors 2, at that point, Fred Ward was the lead, and then we didn't get Michael Gross till 3.
Yeah.
As a lead. I mean, he had a big part in 2 also, but.
How have we not gotten Fred Ward back? He can't be that busy.
He may just not want to do it.
Yeah, unless he's retired now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I've seen him in anything, so now I'm going to look that up while I'm kind of stalling for time.
He was a villain in Crow Salvation, so he's done direct to, although that I think was meant to be theatrical, but
Salvation, that was the third?
Eric Mabius.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which one that is.
Third one. The first that didn't go to theaters.
Okay. Well, he did True Detective in 2015, Two Guns in 2013, and he was rumored for the Tremors pilot.
Oh, okay. So a little bit, maybe. I don't think he's as good as Burt Gummer as a character, but you know.
You know what? That always bothered me, that we didn't have Burt Gummer in that. In the pilot, he was never cast. But I wonder if they were trying to keep them separate to continue the film franchise.
I mean, honestly, I don't know if there's any hope at another TV run at some point. But
I just want to see the fucking pilot. I mean, unless they are going to reboot the series with Kevin Bacon and do the next one and make it a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I think, honestly, if they got another movie made, which I feel like most people know Tremors. I think that's a movie that's, you know, done well throughout the ages. They would probably just do a direct sequel to the first one, ignore everything else, which in a way I kind of don't like, because I do really like
Think there's a way to do it without killing the continuity, even though that's not a thing nowadays. It's always, there is a way to do it. I mean, it's not impossible. I mean, other than, you know, Bert seeming to have died at the end of this one. But I mean, again, that's fixable too, because you never see his body. They can have an easy throwaway line about how he survived the jungle and just move the fuck on.
Well, if it finally dips in quality, maybe they bring him back as like a cyborg $6 million man sort of thing.
He made himself the ultimate weapon.
Bert comes back. They just like 300 like some abs on him. Come with me if you want to live. But yeah, I don't know. I love the character. I will still say, towards the end, even though I had my issues with how it went down, I was like, oh man, that is cool. And all it would have taken is Jamie Kennedy, and it would have been a bit of a puller of the heartstrings. You know,
but that's why I think it was wasted. Completely wasted.
Yeah.
I would have liked this more if we didn't have that. If we it was another adventure, but this does not feel like the Capper film.
Did you suspect it was coming when he kept repeating that "Destiny is a bitch" line? I think he said it 2 or 3 times, and I was like, "Are they going to do that now?"
I kind of was like curious about it. I was hoping not, but even when they did it, I was still like, "You motherfuckers!" So,
or at the end, I don't know, he's in the ground or something, and you see like, I don't know, Fred Ward or something like pull him out,
right?
I watched straight through the credits. I'm like, come on, you sons of bitches. Come on. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Tremors will rise again in some form or another.
Yeah, I think we'll at the very least get a remake in the future, reboot, whatever.
Yeah.
They can even just do another Tremors set in Perfection and not even, you know, and just talk about what happened X amount of years ago. You know what I mean? They can, it can still keep the continuity of the series, rebooting it without killing off everything that's happened. But you know what? They might want to, because they may not want Shriekers or Ass Blasters or any of that stuff.
The most likely thing, let's be real, is just going to be a complete remake. I mean, that's probably the most likely thing.
No, absolutely. Which so. I'd be fine with. I don't know. There's just something special about the original with the real stuff and not all the CG.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's funny because I noticed, I want to say it was Tremors 2, there was a little bit more recycled footage than I remembered.
From the first. I actually think what 2 was kind of weak compared to some of the others, even though it still had more of a budget, but yeah. And I never felt Fred Ward, like Michael Gross is a perfect, I mean, he's probably on par or better than Kevin Bacon, but Fred Ward felt like a downgrade as a lead.
You could say the same thing about Michael Gross, but he made that his role. Like, by the time we're done with 3, he was, you know, standing tall. I think we kind of needed that Fred Ward buffer film, because if all of a sudden we had Burt Gummer as the lead, it could have been rejected. It wouldn't have worked as well, I don't think. Because at least you have the second, you know, you don't have Kevin Bacon, you have Fred Ward. And then you kind of bring Burt up a little bit more. So by the time you get to the third, it's a smooth transition. So even if that's not where they were going for, that's the way it worked out. And I think that was the best way for Bert to become the lead.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I don't remember when I wrote this. I want to say maybe it was after 4, which had Billy Drago in it, which longtime listeners know, I almost went to his wife's acting school. I wrote an outline that I actually thought was going to be cool to have Michael Gross team up with his brother, who was kind of a bully to him, and like he was the one that made him tough, and that was going to be played by Arlie Ermey.
That would be funny.
That would have been awesome. It was going to be like, I don't know, grumpy old man thrown in the middle of a monster movie. I don't think we would have got. Maybe we would have gotten away with that. Do you suck dick, scummer? Or I don't know. But yeah. So, anyways, and I also want to throw out before we end, Michael Gross. If you get a chance,
can I pull off spoilers now? Then
yes, spoilers can go down. If you get a chance to meet Michael Gross at a convention, one of the nicest people you could possibly meet. He takes the time. He will talk to you about anything. I met him at Chiller.
But will he sing the Family Ties theme with you?
I did not ask him to do that, but I would imagine he probably would. He just has a very like nice personality and attitude. Like you could bring up even something obscure that he did and he'd have something to say about it. He's on that list of like, I don't know, a couple dozen people that I always throw out that were like extra nice. And even somebody I'm not a huge fan of, like a Dean Cain, who I might have been at the same show. And I know some people said bad things about him, but he talked to me about all these like obscure little like direct to DVD horror things that he did. And he had stories and they were just fun to meet and fun to talk to. On that note, guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. Share your anger at what happened in the movie if you want. And
if Bloody Disgusting ruined it for you.
Yes. Yes. If you need to rant about Bloody Disgusting, you get in these comments and you tell Bloody Disgusting to eat a dick. Anyways.
That's going to be Dan's new shirt.
Yes. Eat a dick, Bloody. quality disgusting. Also, fleshmanfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. We're on all the social media bullshits, as Pugs would say. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We put a lot of like extra stuff up there, and it all starts at $1. It helps, you know.
We'll ramp up some stuff coming next month. We've just been trying to get through Halloween, but there still is exclusive and new stuff on there. So
yeah, and we'll have some more cherry
early stuff coming,
and you'll get a lot of early stuff because I know there's some stuff we're gonna shoot and just it'll be up there, so you'll get.
Yeah, we're already planning for next year's Halloween. So
yes, got to plan early for Halloween. So yes, Patreon.com. We're on the new Slasher app. Twitter at Fleshwound Radio. Or if you're listening elsewhere, we're on YouTube at Fleshwound Features. So check us out, like, share, and subscribe. And that is all I've got. I hope you guys are having an awesome Halloween season, and we will see you next time.
All right. Good night.
Night.